This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the path to power with Trump, billions or bullets. Wow, for all of us trying to keep up with the incoming Trump administration, every day is a roller coaster ride. There's so many contradictions, I begin to wonder if even the biggest news outlets in the country are pushing real or fake news. Pick a day, any day, and the point is easily proven. In the last day or so, we saw the following from the Trumpster. After more than a year of threatening to deport more than 11 million immigrants, Trump in his Time Magazine Man of the Year interview said essentially, oh no, I'm going to figure out a way for the Dreamers, about 800,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children, to stay in the country. He says he's going to make all of us proud and so on and so on. But we can guess this might mean he's not going to overturn President Obama's executive order in this regard, but he hasn't tweeted it yet, so we can't be sure. All indications are he's going to divest from his holdings and his business, but simply turned him over to his two adult sons to manage. Meanwhile, it seems possible his daughter and son-in-law might be able to find a place to stay in Washington to help him out, either in his new Trump hotel or that other little place in D.C. where he might stay some weekends. What's it called? Oh, yeah, the White House. What a head fake he meets with big-time climate change fighter and Enviro Vice President Al Gore, as does his daughter, leading some to think he might not stand in the way of saving the world from total destruction, and then turns around to points an Oklahoma Attorney General climate denier and a guy who lets oil companies draft his letters, and then sends the missives out on AG stationery to run the EPA, presumably into the ground or oblivion. Remember, he had thought maybe Obama had made some good points in their visit about features of the Affordable Care Act, but then appointed a Georgia congressman and doctor advocate who's been trying so systematically to dismantle the act to line his doctor buddy's pockets. On and on it goes like this. It seems there are only two things that can really help you pave clear paths to power on the Trumpster highway: being either a billionaire, or at least filthy rich, or being a general, no matter how good or whack. Students of the president say that Trump already intends to put more generals in cabinet and high-level positions than any previous president. In fact, many of them, and a lot of us, worry now about civilian control of the military. It's not really the same to say there's civilian control if a general running the Defense Department used to be the commander of another general elsewhere around the White House. What's the count now? Defense, National Security Advisor, Homeland Security, and the beat goes on. It goes without saying, the richest ever president, who at least claims to be a billionaire, has also appointed a record number of his buddies, who are also, no surprise, billionaires, or darn close to it as well. We now have billionaires in line to run education who've never gone to public schools and hate them, to run Treasury as boss and deputy, or run Small Business Administration, and of course to run the Commerce Department. I'm not sure any of these folks are going to have time to drain any swamps in D.C. because they will be so busy flooding other swamps there and elsewhere around the country and building barricades and bulwarks to keep it all however they like it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.